This is TWiT.
I rose at 6 a.m.
Okay.
Ran to my computer.
Ran to your computer.
I kid you not. Actually, it was 5:45. Ran to my computer. Because sometimes I get up. I don't know. You do this probably, too. You get your phone. You say, did anything happen? Anything happen? Kamala Harris. Okay. What else? The duo's here! Boing! Ran to my computer, fired up Firefox, and was immensely disappointed when I pressed that pre-order button and nothing happened.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the news went live a little more quickly than they meant.
Well,
it did.
I thought it was me because, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not you. It's me.
Right. So you start thinking, well, maybe I go into incognito mode or whatever they call it in Firefox. Or
you know what I did?
Some extension.
I downloaded Microsoft Edge.
Sure.
And it worked.
Just so you could order it.
I thought, they probably just don't want me to do it in Firefox, so I'm going to get Edge. And it worked. Maybe it was a coincidence that it went live.
Yeah.
Because I was doing it on my phone. I was doing it everywhere. Press the pre-order. Nothing. It didn't. Wow. It didn't even like spin or anything. It just didn't do anything.
So sure. I tried to pre-order it this morning, and I spent about an hour trying. And then I called the Microsoft number for help because it showed I had an order number, but I couldn't actually get it to complete.
Oh.
They couldn't get it to complete either. Oh. So I still haven't ordered it because it's tangled up in the system somewhere.
So you know what went through my head, of course, is, oh, my God, this must be so pop. No, it's not that popular.
I know. That's what the woman said to me on the phone. She said, yeah, the woman on the phone goes, this must be because everyone's out there ordering it. I'm like, I don't think that's why, but...
Two choices, 128 gigs and 256, right?
Right.
Right.
I went for the $1,500 whole turkey dinner.
No holds barred.
You went all
which color did you get?
Yep.
There's no, yeah. That's one thing. It doesn't have Mystic Bronze. It's the one thing the fold has Mystic Bronze.
No.
But it also doesn't have a crease down the middle. It has, it's two screens.
A hinge. Yeah.
And what I thought is maybe... We understand this technology a little better than folding screens. Maybe. Mm-hmm.
So, by the way, 100%, this should be more reliable than any folding display device, for sure, right? I think anyone would agree to that.
It's Gorilla Glass.
The problem is, like, if you were to show this to a normal human being, like my wife or somebody, and say, look, here's a fold and here's a Duo, what do you think? And the Duo looks kind of old-fashioned.
Yeah, it's square and
it's like bezels. From the past. It's not from the future, like the fold.
I don't care. If it works, I don't care.
Yeah. No, that's good because it's a productivity device and it's meant to be pragmatic.
It is a phone.
Yes, it is. Leo,
and it has
a
camera.
No. So the Microsoft has repositioned, right? So in the same way that the Surface Pro is the laptop or was the laptop that could replace your laptop. The tablet that could replace your laptop.
Yep.
This is a device that fits in your pocket.
Right.
It's a phone.
Not a phone.
They
not a
even
phone.
Show once people again. Making no, phone no, no, calls no. on it.
No.
Oh, yeah.
A phone has one screen.
Oh.
This has two. They do
but
both
you can
fit
fold
your
it
pocket.
Over and
they
use
do
it like
both
a phone.
Make phone calls. Yeah.
Okay, but even the video that they released ends with a phone call and
with
a woman
call.
Putting this surprisingly large device to her head.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Still, not a phone. I put all kinds of. I put like you could put a banana to your face. That's not a phone.
But if somebody answers it, it wouldn't be a phone.
So remember when we first got tips on Andromeda when it was a Windows-based phone, and all the tips kept coming in saying it's a device, it's a pocket-sized device that does telephony, and I'm like. Why are they not calling it a phone?
Why? So why? Right. What's the? Is it
actually? Do you want to know?
Because
the real reason
history?
Is the. It's and by the way, I was kind of amazed that Panos really spelled this out because we've talked about this a lot. I think people outside of the company would talk about this. That Surface, the team, and Panos himself are obviously very impressed with their ability to create new form factors. You know.
Yeah.
And I think that the I don't want to call it hubris exactly, but I mean. That mentality is going into this. Like, despite the fact that every other form factor they've tried has not succeeded, they did do it once with the Surface Pro, and they clearly want to do it again. And they're making this bet for some reason on a dual screen device. You know, this is their chance at history.
Actually, honestly, watching this video, it looks really cool. So we jumped ahead a little bit because I'm so danged excited. Just chronologically speaking, we had heard, you know, they've been talking about this duo for, it's been a year, hasn't it?
Almost, well, yeah. Since... Yeah, October is when we first saw it last year.
Okay. Although, by the way, Mary Jo just mentioned, what was the device? Andromeda. This is Andromeda V2.
Yeah. It is. Yeah.
So, I mean, in some
Andromeda
ways...
Andromeda was supposed to be a Windows phone that was dual screen device, just like this, right? Exactly like this. Right. But then they decided correctly... Windows was the wrong OS to put in a phone because they had tried that a couple times and it didn't work.
Oh, how did that go? I don't remember.
It didn't go that well.
It's a little reassuring to me that, I mean, one of the things that makes this a no-brainer for me to order, even though it is very, very, very expensive, it's $1,400 to $1,500, is that it, see, there it is. There's, it's, she's using
it's like,
the
it's
last
like you're
image.
Slamming like a floor tile against your head.
Yeah, it's big. that it's not anything, no, it's not a new any, it's not new. It's new, but it's not new.
Yes.
Everything in this is, exists Android, not a new operating system. The Hinge, even. They kind of know hinges. They've done hinges.
I'm nervous about this because, to be fair, Surface Pro, that form factor, Microsoft did not invent it. There were devices like that before. But the success of it kind of formalized it as a thing. Obviously, every major PC maker copied the design, et cetera. Mm. But Surface Duo, you know, it's launching into a world in which there are folding screen devices, right? And it does seem a little more archaic by comparison. And if you look at Surface Pro and think, well, it did take them three versions, right, to get to the one that actually made a difference. The first two were terrible. But it was the third one that was the tablet that could replace your laptop. And then it exploded, relatively speaking. You know, maybe that's what this is. You know, maybe the real future of this is a more elegant take on this that's a couple of years down the road. And whether that's a folding display device or whatever, I mean, I think they're, you know, they're trying to influence Google in the design of Android. They're, I don't know. Maybe, look, what happens when the Galaxy Fold starts tearing again and crumbs get in there and destroy it again, and then people are going to look at this and say, well, who knows? Maybe this makes more sense.